With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration revoking a key scientific finding that supported U.S. regulations on greenhouse gas emissions. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Trump's EPA rescinded a 2009 declaration that carbon dioxide and other gases endanger public health. The president hailed the move to roll back climate regulations.
This action will eliminate over $1.3 trillion of regulatory costs and help bring car prices tumbling down dramatically.
He argued that the Obama-era scientific finding had no basis in fact. However, the administration's decision is expected to spur legal challenges. Greg Clugston, Washington.
National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy testifying before a Senate Commerce Committee on the results of a probe into that 2025 mid-air collision between an airliner and a military chopper near Reagan National Airport in Washington. She tells lawmakers aircraft locator systems recommended by experts should be installed on every aircraft to prevent mid-air collisions or near misses.
In commercial aviation, American Airlines has equipped its entire fleet of more than 300 Airbus A321 aircraft with ADS-B. I was in the cockpit to look at it. Flew to Phoenix from here. You know how much it cost them? I asked the COO, less than $50,000 per plane to retrofit.
Goldman Sachs top attorney Kathy Ruemmler is resigning after emails revealed she had a close relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. She describes Epstein as, quote, another older brother and has downplayed his sex crimes. This is SRN News. Are you reading the Holy Bible?
A new poll from Lifeway Research reveals that amongst Americans who attend church regularly, 31% say they are in the Scriptures every day. Another 30% say they read it a few times a week. 14% read the Bible once a week, 11% a few times a month, and 5% once a month. 9% of folks who attend worship regularly say they never open the Bible. The good news is the number of regular readers is actually up from 20 years ago. Michael Harrington reporting.
U.S. and Hungarian governments teaming up to combat persecution of Christians. State Department says the new partnership will focus on supporting Christians and people of faith facing persecution, especially in the Middle East. Religious freedom groups are cheering the announcement. International Christian Concern says it's promising and has the potential to have a meaningful impact in those regions. This is SRN News. Well, sales of previously occupied U.S. homes falling sharply in January. Here's Bob Agnew.
The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales sank 8.4% last month compared to the previous month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 3.91 million units. Observers say higher home prices and possibly harsh winter weather kept many prospective home buyers on the sidelines despite easing mortgage rates. Sales fell 4.4% compared with January of last year. Bob Agner reporting.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week, remaining within a healthy range of the past few years. Applications for jobless aid for the week ending February 7th fell by 5,000 to 227,000 from the previous week. Labor Department says that's in line with the 226,000 new apps that analysts surveyed in the data firm. More details, SRNNews.com.